Hello and welcome to Vix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website. In the Vix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Vix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Vix's unique approach to music. In the program, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as a centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Bobby Davis, the clarinet and the saxophone player. For the modern musicians, I will turn to Terry Waldo and the Gotham City Band. Let's start with Bobby Davis. Bobby Davis played with Vix in three of his recording sessions, September 29, 1927 with the Broadway Bellhops, September 30 with Frank Trumbauer, and finally on October 26 with Frank Trumbauer, the session that brought us the famous or infamous or controversial record of Sugar. Bobby Davis was a member of the New Yorkers, the short-lived legendary orchestra organized by the great Adrian Rollini in the fall of 1927 after the dissolution of the Gene Goldkecht Victor Recording Orchestra. I have no biographical information on Davis. All I know is that he was a great but somewhat unrecognized clarinet and saxophone player. He played a lot with Adrian Rollini and the California Ramblers, and the special sound that we usually identify with the California Ramblers, of course, comes in a great part from Adrian Rollini's magnificent bass saxophone playing, but also I think, at least, that Bobby Davis' alto sax sound contributes a lot to the special sound of the California Ramblers. Well, let's get started with the music. I would like to play a couple of sides from the California Ramblers. Hallelujah, that was recorded on May 3rd, 1927. The musicians in the band are Frank Kush and Chelsea Quilly on trumpets, Edward Lapp on trombone, Bobby Davis, Sam Ruby, and Pete Pumiglio on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Jack Rossin on piano, Tom Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums, and Arthur Fields on vocal. I will follow that with When Erastus Plays His Old Kazoo. That was recorded on July 15, 1927. Chelsea Quilly and Bill Keys on trumpets, Chuck Campbell on trombone, Bobby Davis, Sam Ruby, and Bob Fallon on reeds, Ted Black on piano, Tom Fellini on banjo, Allen, I only have the last name, on tuba, and Jimmy Wilson on drums. So let's listen to Bobby Davis with the California Ramblers in 1927.
get you through the darkest day. Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shield the clouds away. Thank you.
I do not know who plays the kazoo in the last recording. If anyone out there knows, please let me know. Also, I wanted to comment on Hallelujah. It's basically a dance band arrangement, but towards the end, there are two very nice jazzy solos, one by Chelsea Quilly on trumpet and one by Bobby Davis on alto sax. But let's continue with Bobby Davis. I would like to illustrate the versatility of Bobby Davis, and I'll play one side from one of the magnificent timeless historical recordings, the California Ramblers, 1925-1928, and the liners written by Hans Eckhoff read at one point, "The Girlfriend has a solo by trumpeter Roy Johnston, but also an example of Bobby Davis' trick soprano playing, making the instrument sound like a Hawaii guitar. Davis developed his technique so to perfection that for many years collectors believed that on some records they actually heard guitarist Andy Sanella." So I will play The Girlfriend, recorded on April 21st, 1926, by the California Ramblers, with Roy Johnston on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet, soprano sax and alto sax, an unknown clarinet, alto sax, Bonnie Drown on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Jack Rusin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Weil on drums, and a vocal by Arthur Hall. To show the versatility of Bobby Davis, I will follow that with a recording by Spike Hughes. Poor Butterfly, recorded in London on April 29, 1930, with Jack Jackson on trumpet, Mark Farley on clarinet, alto, and flute, Philip Buckle on alto, Bobby Davis on alto baritone, Stan Andrews on violin, Eddie Carroll on piano, Leslie Smith on guitar, Spike Hughes on string bass, Bill Harty on drums, and Val Rosing on vocal. So, let's listen to Bobby Davis, first with the California Ramblers, playing trick soprano saxophone, and then in 1930 with Spike Hughes playing baritone sax. Thank you.
lie 'neath the blossoms waiting for butterfly, for she loved him so. The moment passed into hours, the hours passed into years, and though she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I know that he'll be faithful. I know he'll come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, then I'll never sigh or cry. I just must die. Poor butterfly.
Wasn't that nice? Bobby Davis on baritone, and in the background, a nice obbligato by Jack Jackson. And I sort of didn't mind the ending with the flute there. When Adrian Rollini's New Yorkers Orchestra run in New York in the fall of 1927 failed, Rollini got an offer from Fred Elizalde to join his band at the Savoy Hotel in London, and he got Bobby Davis and Chelsea Quilly, his old buddies from the California Ramblers days, to go along with him. And on January 1st, 1928, Fred Elizalde debuted on in the Savoy Hotel, and that was quite a departure from previous bands there because of the hot soloists that he had included in his band. Well, I would like to play a couple of recordings from Fred Elizalde's and his orchestra. I will start with a composition by Bobby Davis. This is How Long How Long Has This Been Going On, recorded in April of 1928 with Chelsea Quilly and Norman Payne on trumpet, Bobby Davis, Harry Hayes, Rex Owen on reeds, Fred Elizalde on piano, Len Phillips on guitar, Dick Maxwell on banjo or guitar, Randy Cupertini on drums, George Hurley on violin, and perhaps Ben Oakley on trombone, and Tiny Stock on string bass. I will follow that with a recording from November 21st, 1928. This is If I Had You, composition by Shapiro, Campbell, and Connolly. The band consists of Chelsea Quilly, Norman Payne, and Nobby Knight on trumpets, Bobby Davies, Harry Hayes, Rex Oren, Jack Miranda, George Smith on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, George Hurley, Ben Frankel, and Len Dees on violin, Jack Rossin on piano, Len Phillips on banjo or guitar, Mario Lorenzi on harp, Tiny Stock on brass bass and string bass, Ronnie Gubertini on drums. This is quite an organization, isn't it? And the vocal is by Al Boley. So here is Bobby Davies in England in 1928 with Fred Elizalde.
Thank you. could show the world how to smile, I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray clouds to blue if I had you. I could change the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Sweet. Now I'd like to go back to the States, an early Bobby Davis from 1926 with the University Six. The University Six was a band within the band. It was a small group from the bigger California Ramblers Orchestra, and in the smaller groups such as the University Six or the Little Ramblers, you can see how much jazz these guys in the California Ramblers could play. So I would like to start with Desdemona, or Desdemona, I don't know how you pronounce that, recorded on September 18, 1925 by the University Six with Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet, soprano sax or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Stan King on drums. And I will follow that with Ace in the Hole, recorded on May 12, 1926, with Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Tom Fellini on banjo, and Herb Whale on drums. I would like to read from Lost Chords by Richard Sodhalter what he says about the small bands within the band of the California Ramblers. He says, small labels with small budgets, small distribution and sales expectations seemed less subject to the constraints governing major label policy. The resultant small band performances, infrequently reissued and often hard to find, are the real key to understanding the Ramblers in 1920s hot music. Anyone judging the band solely on the basis of its full strength commercialized efforts for Columbia, Perfect or Edison is getting only half the picture. And of course, among the minor labels were the Goofus 5, University 6, Varsity 8, Five Birmingham Babies, and see, this is what Richard Sodhalter says about Desdemona. Desdemona, or Desdemona, of September 18 is the first University 6 title for Harmony, and it's quite a departure. The small band charges into the little-known Maceo Pinkard song with surprising ferocity. Rollini, prominently recorded, pushes the rhythm and solos with brio. Bobby Davis on alto shows creamy tone and clean execution. So here is Bobby Davis with the University 6 in 1926.
Thank you.
Bobby Davis played clarinet in that the last recording, Ace in the Hole, and both of these recordings come from the Old Masters LP, and this is a beautiful emerald green translucent vinyl. I'm going to postpone my plan of playing a side or two from Terry Waldo and his Gotham City Band. There are interesting liners in there, written by Dick Hyman, that I would like to read, and for technical reasons I keep the Bixies Alive programs to about 45 minutes, and so let's get back to Bix now. Thank you. come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.